From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Canada has won the gold medal in men's hockey at the Winter Olympics with a thrilling 3-2 overtime win over the United States. NPR's Howard Berkus in Vancouver reports it was the very last competition of the Winter Games and gives Canada a record 14 gold medals.
Canada is celebrating with the best possible ending to an Olympics, a gold medal in the national sport against a U.S. team that beat the homeboys earlier in the Olympics. Canada was leading 2-1 in hockey regulation and the clock was ticking down when American Zach Parise shot the puck past the Canadian goalie. That was with 24 seconds left to go. The game went into sudden death overtime, and with about 12 minutes to go, Canadian Sidney Crosby scored for the win. It's gold medal number 14 for Canada, a new record for the Olympics, and the hockey win helps wash away the earlier angst about an Olympics that did not seem to meet Canadian expectations. There wasn't enough snow, there weren't enough medals, the luge track was dangerous and deadly. All that is forgotten, at least in the euphoria of a triumphant Canada. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Vancouver.
The death toll in Chile has topped 700 and is climbing as rescue crews dig through the rubble of buildings leveled by the massive earthquake there. More than 2 million people have been displaced. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will make a stop in Chile this week. NPR's Allison Keyes reports it's part of a trip that was planned before the quake.
Clinton's office released a schedule before the earthquake, which included a visit to Chile's capital, Santiago. But it is unclear whether that will change as Chile deals with aftershocks and ongoing assessment of damage after the quake. Clinton had been scheduled to meet with outgoing President Bachelet and President-elect Piñera. The secretary said yesterday that the U.S. has been coordinating closely with senior Chilean officials and that the United States is ready to offer assistance to Chile in the days and weeks ahead. But a spokeswoman for Clinton says so far Chile has not made a formal request for aid. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The storm that has been pounding parts of Europe is being blamed for at least 50 deaths, most of them in France. High seas from the storm crashed through seawalls protecting one French town. The head of the White House Office of Health Reform, Nancy Ann DeParle, says it's time for an up or down vote on health care legislation in Congress, even if that means using Senate rules that would sidestep GOP stalling tactics.
We're not talking about changing any rules here. All the president's talking about is, do we need to address this problem, and does it make sense to have a simple up or down vote on whether or not we want to fix these problems?
DeParle was on NBC's Meet the Press today. She said she's optimistic that President Obama will have the necessary votes to bring health care overhaul legislation to final passage in Congress. But GOP Senator Lamar Alexander is renewing the Republican call to strap the current bills and start over again.
If he'll put his bill aside and renounce jamming the bill through, we can go to work on this the way we normally do in the United States Senate, which is in a bipartisan way.
Alexander was on ABC's This Week. This is NPR. Marines in southern Afghanistan in the town of Marjah say Taliban insurgents have been attacking resupply convoys with roadside bombs. U.S. forces have been fortifying positions around the town. The military says more than 2,000 Marines will remain in Marjah for the next several months. About 1,000 Afghan troops and 900 paramilitary police are also patrolling the towns. Residents are telling the government that they prefer NATO troops to be based in the town itself rather than on the outskirts to provide better security. The British government is selling off a Cold War-era underground bunker on eBay. Larry Miller reports from London that the bunker was built to withstand a nuclear attack.
40 bids and counting for what's listed on the auction site eBay as a valuable piece of Cold War history. A nuclear bunker built in 1959 and decommissioned in 1991. Located under farmland in England's Peak District, the two-room bunker was originally used by the Royal Observer Corps to report nuclear attack and fallout. It's said to come with a small plot of land and much of the original equipment. Conveniences include a chemical toilet, a ventilator, and lights fed by a 12-volt battery. The bunker is accessed through a metal hatch leading to a 15-foot ladder. The seller says it can be living accommodation for short periods or adventure holidays. It's expected to sell for around $40,000. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The European Union is moving toward a possible bailout of Greece's government, which is struggling to deal with a debt crisis. A top EU official is due to meet with Greek officials tomorrow. That's likely to set the stage for a package of financial support, including loan guarantees from Germany and France. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.